From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Two offshore banks in St. Vincent offer to surrender their licenses as financial regulators move to tighten up. Some views from the people on efforts by OECS countries to speed up free movement, and how close are Caribbean countries to getting cheaper AIDS and HIV drugs. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Two offshore banks in St. Vincent and the Grenadines are offering to surrender their licenses and to go into voluntary liquidation, but they're attaching conditions to their offer. More on those in a moment. The two banks belong to a family, the Nano family. They lost a legal battle with financial regulators in St. Vincent, who had been moving to tighten up scrutiny of offshore banks after being put on a blacklist of countries where the authorities are believed to be soft in money laundering. The United States had also issued a warrant for the arrest of Thierry Nano, one of the main operators behind his family's holdings. Jerry George has the details of the bank's offer.
This move came after the banks lost a legal battle in the court last week, where they objected to the appointment of a manager by the Offshore Finance Authority to run the affairs of the banks after the U.S. issued a warrant for the arrest of one of the principals, Thierry Nano, on money laundering charges. The charge brought the FBI to St. Vincent to investigate the banks and saw them taking documents away for possible presentation in evidence. This is the